I believe it would be just a disaster if we were to lose that in Donegal. Now, we're living in a very fast age of IT and technology and so on. I commend all that and how you do things online. We see the same with property tax and so on and so forth. But the difficulty we have in Donegal, we're a big rural, scattered county, one of the biggest counties in the country. We don't have broadband. We don't have a lot of our elderly people that can operate computers or whatever. And what are we going to do with the likes of them? Now, this, again, is just... this has been talked about, but I believe when something has been talked about, that's the time to nip it in the bud and try and pursue the part of keeping it with the local authorities.
But there's no escaping the fact here that the Department of Transport decentralises motor tax and looks more towards the online service. That will save quite a bit of money.
It will, but we have a motor tax and all our five electoral areas, and in the office in Lifford here. That's a lot of people to be employed there. Them people are living in the locality, and they're going to mean a lot to the economy in Donegal. Now, if that's all changed away to the centre of the country, or to Dublin, or wherever, where most of these things are, that's not going to be much benefit to us, and I believe that we, as public representatives, regardless of what hat you wear, or at whatever level you are, will have to pursue that, and the message we got across, because I also got agreement today that a copy of the motion will be submitted to all other county councils as well, and I'm sure that they'll support it as well.